Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The newsrooms are humming across America. Ears are glued to radio speakers because they know Corey Moore is coming upon WGN with John Landecker. Just throw him in for delivery. That's it. Hey, Corey. Okay. That big buildup. There's nothing there.
Sorry, I'm unfortunately not one of the people getting a Pope hat tonight on the South Side. So I am happy to chat with you.
Are everything okay and around your house and with your family after the storms today?
Oh, thank you for asking. I'm okay. How about you? It was really scary for a little bit there.
Oh boy, was it. No, everything's fine. We were lucky this time because we've had power go out twice so far this summer, and we had large branches in the front of the house and large branches in the back of the house, but nothing on the house. There was one time when a tree fell on the house. Thank God we got out of that one. And we spent some lovely time in the basement. But at any rate, Corey is a journalist for the Chicago Tribune, in case you don't know, and comes on every Tuesday to chat and to take a look at this week in Chicago history and just generally what happened in Chicago, because she rummages through the archives of the Trib and stumbles across, well, doesn't stumble, I'm sure, comes across things like, this is hard to believe, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is 90 years old.
Yes.
Really?
And yes, and even crazier to believe, it was developed right here in Chicago. I did not know that until a couple of weeks ago.
I got to say, it looks pretty good for being 90 years old. I guess maybe what they're saying about the health additives of wieners are, that's not necessarily true. Well, I kid, at any rate. So, I mean, that must have been obviously a big hit right off the bat, because it's a cool looking thing. Yeah.
Super cool. Oscar Mayer Company was started here by, shocker, a guy named Oscar Mayer. He was a German immigrant, and he started working here in factories, and he thought, you know what, I could open my own butcher shop, and it was so successful that he went from there. But he never called them hot dogs. He always called them wieners. So, hence, Wienermobile, one of his descendants decided, the company was founded in the late 1800s, and a nephew said, hey, we got to figure out a way to let people know about us and what we're doing. And so, it was actually his suggestion that they come up with a vehicle in the shape of a hot dog to go around to public appearances and for that name recognition. So people would recognize the company every time they saw it. And so that's exactly what happened. It was developed here. I think it was built for $5,000 here in Chicago. That's more like 120 grand in today's dollars. It was about 13 feet long. There was a guy who drove it. And back in 1989, the Tribune interviewed him. His name is Jerry Ream. And he was essentially like, hey, you know, it was the Great Depression. I needed a job. And here it was. I got to drive this around. One component that, you know, didn't stand the test of time so well is that there would be a person who is small in stature, only about 4 feet tall, would ride on the back of it, and they called him Little Oscar.
Oh,
and
my God.
He was like the mascot for the company. And he, yeah, I know. Oh. That part of it, it's kind of like, ooh, cringe. Not so good. But
not today.
Interesting. No. Interesting thing about that. One of the first gentlemen to do it was a guy who played the coroner in The Wizard of Oz.
Well, that makes
sense. I thought that was interesting, too. And, of course, Wizard of Oz, L. Frank Baum, lived in Chicago when he wrote it. So I was really fascinated by how many Chicago connections there are with Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
You know, I have to say, though, right here in front of me, it says that it was adorned with red and yellow, quote, ketchup and mustard. We don't put ketchup on hot dogs or wieners. Well, many of us don't. But it says right there. Right there in black and white. Apparently, well, it's okay. I mean, I'm not going to get really upset about it, but I thought that was a bit ironic.
That is very interesting. Yes.
Yeah. It's a 27, the Wienermobile is 27 feet long. And according to your report here, continually tours the United States, driven by college kids.
By college kids. In fact, when I went to the University of Missouri, this was like a much coveted internship to get because you're essentially a PR person. Everybody's happy to see you. You get to go all over the country for a year. And I don't know if everybody knows this, but if you ever see the Wienermobile and you get to go, you know, up to the people who drive it, you should ask for a whistle, because that is one of the souvenirs that has stand the test of time, is they will give you a whistle that's in the shape of the Wienermobile. I thought that was really cool too.
They'll give you a whistle regardless of your height, so don't worry about it. It's Corey Moore from the Chicago Tribune, and we'll do more with Corey Moore, more with Corey Moore, coming up here at 720 W.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
GN, you're 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's see if Landecker can do it without verbally stumbling. It's a game they're playing in Reno now. I don't know what the odds are, but I'll try to find out. We're with Corey Moore on Tuesday night. It's the Corey Moore report from the Chicago Tribune. We did a very good job talking about the 90-year-old Wienermobile. Coming up this weekend is the 2026 Chicago Air and Water Show. What advice do you have about going there?
Get there early if you want to go sit on the beach. One thing that's not new, but different from last year, Millennium Garages, if you park in one of their garages, they will have a shuttle again this year. Last year, they did not. So it's because there's no parking along the lakefront.
That's what they say.
Oh, do you have a hidden tip? Do you have John?
No. Have you ever been over there? There is a, let's say, temporary, and then you'll get a ticket and the Chicago police will move you along. I remember seeing lines of cars lined up where they're not supposed to be. You can't get a better view than that. You know,
that's just it. I mean, come on. Lakeshore Drive is the perfect view.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And, we have the Golden Knights, I believe they call themselves.
The U.S. Army parachute team and the U.S. Thunderbirds, U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds are here for the second consecutive year. And then there are a bunch of civilians who are going to be flying planes and doing demonstrations.
Yeah.
In fact, it was kind of funny. Yesterday morning, I was sitting at my desk, and all over social media, people started to say, "What was that? What did I just hear?" So I think some of the jets have already flown in.
Well, you see, the thing is, I said this on the air, I guess at the end of last week, telling a little story about living in Lincoln Park, and like a couple of days before the annual Air and Water Show began, they did like run throughs, and I look up and there was this jet that looked like it was too close. I mean, the noise was unbelievable, and I'm pretty sure that's probably what they're referring to, because they do rehearse. you know.
They do rehearse. In fact, that used to be one of my favorite things about working in Tribune Towers. Oh. We'd hear the first pass, and then we would go up to the top of the building and stand out on the deck. And you're right. When you can see the pilot in the cockpit, they're too close.
You know, it's ironic that you mentioned that. I had a very good friend who lived in Lake Point Tower. And I don't know if the if they fly between the tower and, well, anyway, they flew close to the tower. You know what I'm saying? So I think he was on like the, I forget. He was high enough that you could actually look out straight out the window and right into the cockpit. And so I understand what you're talking about. That it is unbelievable.
Wow.
It is unbelievable. We got the Coast Guard, search and rescue, Chicago Police Department, helicopters, fire department, air, sea, and rescue. And it's going to be great. It's the only thing that could possibly get in the way is the weather.
Yes.
And
that's
thank
true.
God, thank God it wasn't today. Oof.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was brutal today. And from what I understand, there's still a chance of brutal weather overnight tonight, too.
Yeah,
so,
I heard that, too.
So, I mean, I'm happy that the sky's cleared long enough for the White Sox game tonight. Everybody could go get their Pope hats. And hopefully over the next few days, it looks like there's a little bit of a chance of rain each day. I mean, my plants are happy, but yeah, I would prefer, because if there's rain, and if it's not raining too hard, what they'll usually do at the air show is they'll do kind of a lower show. Like they won't go up as high in the air.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm sorry, these are not scientific terms by any means, but they'll do like a lower altitude show. Yeah. But it's like, we want to see the full thing. So hopefully.
Well, safety comes first, you know.
Yes.
It's
very true.
Does. It goes from 10:30 a.m. to 3 in the afternoon daily, 2 days there in
That's
a row.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Right. And they never give out the lineup of who's going when, but I think we can all assume that the Thunderbirds are going to close out the show since they're considered the main act. So, yeah, we'll have to see what surprises they have for us this year.
One of the things that Corey does at the Tribune is Today in Chicago History. What have you got for us under that headline?
Oh, my gosh. So much stuff.
Yeah, I see.
Let's see. Today, oh, my gosh. Today, on this day in history, was the very first Bud Billiken Parade. I know we had the Bud Billiken Parade this past weekend. That was the 97th version of that parade. So it was originally founded so that Robert Abbott, who founded the Chicago Defender, he wanted to reward his paper boys. And so what he did is he started this kind of celebration for them, and it evolved into the parade. And I mean, we've had some huge names of people walking the parade. I mean, the mayor is always there. Muhammad Ali was there. Shaka Khan, President Obama before he was president. We could go on and on and on. And it's one of the city's fantastic traditions.
Yes. And speaking of the city and its fantastic traditions, 1986. What happened on Mafia Hitman? There was a casino connection in some manner, wasn't there?
Oh my gosh. Are you talking about two brothers?
Yeah, I am.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The Spilotro brothers.
Oh yeah.
So for anybody who's ever seen the movie Casino, there's a scene where Joe Pesci's character and the man who plays his brother get unloaded into an Indiana cornfield. And something very similar happened to two brothers whose last name was Spilotro. They were apparently buried alive and discovered later. So, yeah, that was inspiration for the movie Casino.
Yeah, yeah. What else have you got for us in the Chicago history for today?
Oh my gosh. Let me see. I mean, I feel like every single day there are so many crazy things. There was a no-hitter in 1991 left-hander Wilson Alvarez had for the White Sox. The good thing about being a sports organization that's been around, I mean, since the league was founded, is that the White Sox have just about more no-hitters than any other team. In fact, the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League, they are the only team that has thrown more of those than the White Sox. So I thought that was interesting. And then if you're a Cubs fan, in 1966, catcher Randy Hundley hit for the cycle. He was a rookie at the time. He was only 24 years old, and the Cubs won 9-8 against the Astros at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I guess he struck out his first time at bat, but I made up for it.
Yeah. right. He rebounded.
He had a great attitude for a rookie. He's one of the great Cubs, as far as I'm concerned, Randy Hundley. And Bob Surratt really liked him too. He was a great player.
Day in 1966, John Lennon had to apologize for saying, quote, the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. They came to Chicago for a concert. He had to apologize for his statement a few days earlier.
Yeah, that took me back to when it happened. And we don't have time to get into the weeds of it, if you will, as to what Lennon had to say. But whatever he had to say diffused the situation to a certain extent. There were some church groups in the South who were like piling up Beatle records and setting them on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. But obviously that passed. And the Beatles went on to great success.
Great, I was going to say, yes. Yeah, George Harrison said it best. All things must pass.
Oh, Corey Moore, thank you for being with us, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, John. Same here.